There was a man whose name was Cornelius. Cornelius was over soldiers. He was in the military. He was in the Roman military. He was part of the group called the Italian band. So Cornelius was apparently Italian. He was a soldier. He was a centurion, I believe, which meant he was over at least 100 soldiers. He was high ranking. And we know something else about him. He feared God. The Bible says that even though he was an Italian, a Gentile, a soldier, not a Jew, the Bible says that he feared God. And he offered up incense and prayers before God, and he honored God. Now, the Jews in his area respected Cornelius. Even the Jews liked this Gentile because he feared God so much, and he honored the God of the Hebrews. Well, one day, Cornelius was fasting, and then he was praying after he had spent some time not eating, and he prayed. And while he was praying, "Oh God of the Hebrews, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Jews whom I am worshiping," and he was just praying along, and all of a sudden, he hears a noise, and he looks, and somebody's coming into his room. Well, this guy is in the military, and he's got soldiers all around him, you know, doing his business and also guarding him. How'd this guy get in there? He walked right past everybody, about the same way that a guy walked into a prison cell and helped Peter out. He was an angel. An angel appeared to Cornelius, and he had bright, shining clothes on. And he was afraid, and the angel said, "Don't worry." He said, "Your prayers, your incense, they've come up as a memorial before God. And God has sent me to tell you what you should do." And what he said he should do is to send, if you want to look at it, it's Acts chapter 10. He said, what you should do is send someone to Joppa and ask at the house of a man named Simon, a tanner, for another man whose name is Simon Peter. And this man will come and tell you what you ought to do. And then the angel disappeared. You know, he was in the military, but it doesn't mean that when an angel appears to you, I don't care how tough you are, when an angel appears to you, it'll rock your boat. So, Cornelius immediately, he calls two of his servants, and the Bible said he also called a devout soldier. So among all the soldiers that he was over, here was another soldier who feared God. And he called them and he said, "Something weird just happened." They're like, "What is it?" He said, "An angel from God appeared to me." "Oh, you're kidding me." "No, I'm not kidding you. I'm telling you." You know, he was Italian, so he had to kind of talk like that, right? You know, "I'm telling you." He said, "An angel appeared before me and told me I'm going to send somebody to go find Simon Peter. And he's going to tell us what we should do." So he said, "I want you to go." So these three, the soldier and these two servants of his, head off to Joppa. He sends them out. So they leave and they're traveling the next day. And they're going to the house of Simon the tanner. Now, a tanner is somebody who would take skins of animals and work them with chemicals and salt and all kind of things and dry them and cure them so that that leather could then be used to make shoes and coats and, you know, all the different things that they made leather out of. Say this with me. I got to thinking about this earlier today. Simon shines skins by the seaside. Simon shines skins by the seaside. Let's say it three times fast. Simon shines skins by the seaside. Simon shines skins by the seaside. Simon shines skins by the seaside. All right. Now, Simon the tanner. So he was a tanner. He dealt with skins. So these three people are headed into the city. They've traveled a good little ways, and they're headed into Joppa, and they're asking around. They know it's by the seaside because the angel told Cornelius. And they're asking around, "Where's the house of Simon, the one who's a tanner?" And they're like, "Oh, it's down that way." So they're getting closer and closer to his house. And the Bible says that Peter went up onto the rooftop of the house to pray, because all those houses in that time, you know, they had these flat roofs, they had stairs going up, and you could go up, and people would keep all kind of stuff up there, and they would also use it to entertain and probably go up in the evenings when it was cool and sit out there and watch the stars and all that other kind of stuff. Well, Peter went up on the housetop about noon to pray, and the Bible says he became very hungry. Now, I don't know if you know anything about preachers, but preachers can work themselves up into a lather and get very hungry. And so Peter was very hungry. And while he was very hungry, the Bible said he wanted to eat, but they had not yet made all the food. So he was having to wait. And there's nothing worse than just being hungry. And your stomach's going, and you're having to wait, and you're having to wait, and you're having to wait. And so Peter's up there. And do you know how hard it is to pray when you're hungry? Oh, man. When you're hungry and you're trying to pray, you're like, oh, God, please bless these enchiladas. These are not enchiladas. Oh, you know, God, I'm praying for Mary. God, would you please bless Mary and that big smoothie? No, no, no. You just got your mind on food. So he's trying to be spiritual and pray. And all of a sudden, the Bible says he fell into a trance. Now, what that means was that God just like opened things up into another dimension, a spiritual dimension. And all of a sudden, Peter was in another spiritual dimension. And he saw something happen. He saw a big, humongous, like it was a sheet. That's what it looked like. It wasn't a small thing like the size of your bedspread. It was way bigger than that. But it was like a sheet. And it had four corners that were being let down from heaven. And it came right down to him, in front of him. And when he looked inside the sheet, there were creeping things, which means like turtles and snakes and lizards. There were four-footed beasts. There were all kind of flying things, probably some bats in there. The Bible says it was just filled with all these kind of animals. And Peter's like, okay, this is a weird vision. And the Bible says, as soon as that thing came in front of him, he heard a voice saying, get up, Peter, kill something and eat it. And Peter is looking and he's horrified because he's a Jew and they have very strict laws from God about what they could and could not eat. And lizards and turtles weren't on the list. You know, snakes were definitely not on the list. Bats were definitely no, no, no. You can't eat those things. And there are only certain animals, certain four-footed animals that they could eat. And so here he is. He sees these unclean animals and he says, no, God, no. Because I have never eaten anything that is unclean. And as soon as he said that, the voice came again and said, whatever God has cleaned, you don't call unclean. Peter's like, oh. And then the sheet was pulled up again. He's like, boy, that was weird. And then here comes the sheet again, a second time. And it lands in front of him, and he peeks in, and there it is. You know, snakes and bats and all these kind of animals. And a voice says, Peter, get up, kill something and eat it. No, God, because I've never eaten anything that is common or unclean. The voice says, Peter, what God has called clean, you don't call common or unclean. Oh, sheet goes up. He's like, whoa, that was really weird. Now it comes down a third time. He's like, we got any snake in there this time? And he looks and there's the snake again. And here's the lizard. Blah, 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 blah. And all these things are sticking out their tongues at him and ogling him, looking at him and flying and all this noise. And he's like, okay. And the voice says, Peter, get up and kill something and eat it. No, God, I've never eaten. I'm a Jew. You know who you're talking to. I'm a Jew. I've never eaten anything that is unclean. The voice says, whatever God has cleaned, you don't call unclean. And Peter was like, whoa, there goes the sheet again. And he's like, is it coming down again? He's up there looking up, you know, is this thing going to come up again? And right at that moment, the people are at the gate saying, hello, is this the house of Simon the Tanner? Yes. Is there a man here named Simon Peter? And when that happens, the Spirit of God, that voice comes to him again and says, these men are down at the gate seeking you. I have sent them. You go with them. Don't doubt anything. Okay, God has told me to get up and go downstairs and see these three men. And I am to go with them. I am not to doubt anything. Why would I doubt anything, God? Because you have sent them. And he goes down. He says, I am Simon Peter. You know, what do you want with me? They're like, well. He's like, uh-oh. Yes, our boss. He was having a prayer the other day. And an angel comes and tells him to send for you. You are Simon Peter. Yes, I'm Simon Peter. You are to come with us. Because this angel said, you are to come with us and you're going to tell us what we're supposed to do. He was like, Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. These people are not from around here. And all of a sudden it clicks. Peter, don't call anything common which God has called clean. Don't call it unclean if God has called it clean, because these are not Jews. These are Gentiles, okay? These are people who are not part of the Abrahamic covenant. They were considered like dogs to the Jews. They were unclean. You didn't eat with them. You didn't rub shoulders with them. And so Peter says, wow, you really set me up for this one, God. So he says, okay, you guys come on in, spend the night. It's late. We can't leave today. So they spend the night. And the next morning, Peter gets up and he calls some other guys. Hey, will you go with me up to Caesarea? Well, I guess. Will you go with me? Yeah. So he took a handful of people with him who were his brothers in the Lord, so he would have some witnesses. And he went up to Caesarea, and he went into the house of this Cornelius, and he's entering into the house of a Gentile. May have been the first time in his life he enters into the house of a Gentile. And he looks, and there's all these people sitting around, and they're eating their spaghetti, and they're eating the pizza, and the ravioli, and they're eating their linguine, and they're like, ah, is this the Peter? And this man comes up, and he says, ah, and he falls down before him and starts to, oh, I worship you. And Peter said, get up. And you know what I thought about when I was reading that earlier? I thought, you know, these guys were Italians, and that's where a lot of the Roman Catholic Church started, and they're so big about praying to saints. And Peter's one of their biggest saints. And Peter, the guy that they respect the most, tells this Italian guy, get up. I'm a man just like you are. You and I are equal before God. And that's the truth. God sees us all the same. And so here he is, standing in front of all these Gentiles. And he says, tell me, why am I here? He says, oh, I was having this prayer the other day, and this angel, he comes in shining garments, and he tells me, go get Peter. He's going to tell you what you need to know. And Peter said, truly, I perceive now that God is no respecter of persons. And he starts speaking to the group. He says, because anybody who fears God and reverences Him and does what is right is accepted of Him in any nation. And he says, okay, I'm going to tell you. He said, you already know about this. You've heard about the word of Jesus Christ, which was published in Judea. And that word, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil because God was with them. He said, that word you know. And he began to talk to them about Jesus and how Jesus is Lord of all. And he said, you know, and truly God has given the forgiveness of sins to anybody who believes on His name. And he's just preaching, and he's starting to move back and forth, and he's starting to get worked up, and he's ready to preach himself into a lather. But while he's starting to speak to these Gentiles, right at that moment, the Bible says God opened up a big, huge floodgate. And he said he poured out the Holy Spirit on those people. The Bible says the Holy Spirit fell. Now, God could have used a lot of different words. He could have said the Holy Spirit oozed in or gently flowed into the room, but he said the Holy Spirit fell. It was just like somebody just dumped a big, huge vat of the Holy Spirit on them. They were like, whoa! And the Bible says they started speaking in other languages. And all of a sudden, Peter's like, that ain't Italian. I've heard some Gentiles, but that ain't Italian. And this one's speaking one thing, this one's speaking another, this one's speaking another. They're all speaking in different languages, and they're praising and glorifying God, and they're like, whoo, glory, hallelujah, and they're just talking. They, you know, some of them could have been talking German, some of them could have been talking Arabic, some of them could have been talking Chinese. They're talking all these different languages. And Peter is like, whoa. And it says, the men who were with him, who came with Peter, were like, whoa. Because God had poured out the Holy Spirit on Gentiles too. See, here's the thing. The Jews were the people of God, right? They were Abraham's seed. They were part of the covenant. They were like this with God. You know, God was the taller one. And they were so tight with God that nobody else was special. And now God's rocking their boat and He's saying, you're special, but so are you. You know, because before, He was like, God said, I'm special, and you're not. But God's coming along all of a sudden. He's saying to the Jews, you're special, but He's turning to the Gentiles all of a sudden and pouring out the Holy Spirit on them and saying, you're special too. And the Jews were like, whoa, this is hard to believe. And then Peter looked at the guys with him. He said, can anybody forbid water that we should not baptize these just like we were baptized, who also received the Holy Spirit? And these guys are over here going, And so they were baptized in Jesus' name in water after they had been baptized in the Holy Spirit. And that is the story of how Gentiles received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit for the first time in Scripture. And God used Peter to do it. And God told Peter, whatever God has called clean, you don't call unclean. And we also learned tonight that Simon shines skins by the seashore. Who is the story about? Cornelius and Peter. What happened in this story tonight? What was the big thing that happened? The Holy Ghost was poured out on the Gentiles.